So, the Old Testament lesson today, you've heard some of it already from the kids, but it comes from God's prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. It's on page 488 in your pew Bibles, and it's here. And now let us hear the word of the Lord. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Here ends the lesson from the prophet. The lesson from the gospel is in Matthew today. It's chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and it's on page 681. And here, Matthew tells us this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had it in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he didn't consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And here ends the lesson from the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So now I have to follow the kids, which is harder than it looks. And it's way harder to preach a very short, succinct sermon than it is to preach a long, rambling one, I'll just tell you. So all month, we've been getting closer and closer to the manger. We've been talking about the geography of salvation and the holy places in Scripture. So we began on the first Sunday of December with a high mountain and saw all God's people streaming to the high mountain. We had this great cosmic picture of really the end of time, not the beginning. And then we saw John the Baptist in the wilderness proclaiming repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Last week, we talked about the desert blooming with life because of the child that was coming, and this cosmic circle narrowed as we've been talking about all the ways that God comes to save us and the length and breadth and height and depth of God's love. So today, the cosmic circle gets narrower yet, all the way to the manger. You heard the story. Most of us know the story. Isaiah and Matthew proclaimed the story 2,000 and 3,000 years ago. Isaiah and Matthew both spoke of the child to come. Isaiah was writing to people walking in the darkness of exile and loss, people who needed to be reminded of God's faithfulness. The question for Isaiah's people was, can God's people trust in God's covenant promises? I think that's always the question, no matter what historical era we're in. Can we trust that God is faithful? Can we trust that God will keep the promises God makes? Are we there yet? Are we ever at that place of trust? Will the desert bloom with joy? Is the light ever going to return? God says, yes. And here's the sign. A young woman will conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and bear a son, and this will be his name in Hebrew, Immanuel, the with us God. The answer to the darkness of the world is a sign. Signs are important. If there wasn't that little red sign that's like hexagonal and it says, what does it say? That red sign that you see when you're in your car, kids, would stop, okay, right? If there wasn't that sign, maybe we wouldn't have gotten here to church this morning. Some streets in downtown Anchorage, there's a sign that says one way, and if you make a left turn instead of a right turn because you don't pay attention to the sign, you're in big trouble, right? There are signs in here that say exit, and the state requires them to be in a specific place and be, there's a word for like photoluminescence or something, so if all the lights went off, we could see the exit signs, right? There are signs that say hospital that way and street signs so we can find our neighbors. There's a commercial on TV right now, and Paul and I mostly mute the commercials, so I didn't know what it said until one day I couldn't find the remote. But it's a woman, and she's getting in her car, and she's really excited, and they're putting boxes in her car, and then she gets to the airport, and then she has big yellow pieces of paper, and she kind of hands them out to random people in the airport, and it makes, when everybody holds up the yellow pieces, it makes a big yellow ribbon. Right? And as the commercial progresses, and I think if we were listening to the sound, it would just say, yeah, kids, she's with her kids. Yeah, it's happening. Don't worry. We'll get there in time. And pretty soon you see soldiers coming down a staircase, and one of the soldiers is looking for his family. And so there's this wonderful sign that all the people hold up that makes a yellow ribbon, and the soldier is enveloped by the warmth of his family. The sign means welcome home. A long, long time ago, me and my three kids, who were then probably 1 and 3 and 5, stood on a pier in San Diego, and their dad had been gone 6 months. And we made signs and held them up, right? So when Daddy came off the submarine, he could see the sign and recognize his children, okay? It was a sign for us that finally, after 6.5 months, Daddy was home. This sign that Matthew and Isaiah talk about is the most important sign of all the important signs in ever the history of humanity. It's a baby. And 1,000 years after Isaiah, the sign that Isaiah prophesied, that Isaiah told the people about, came true. A young woman conceived, and she had a son, but she was already betrothed. She was engaged. And in that time and place, an engagement, a betrothal, was a legally binding document, and only divorce, legal divorce, could end it. And if a woman, during that period, a year usually, of betrothal, was pregnant, the man, her almost husband, had the right to take her outside the city, it's talked about in Leviticus, and stone her to death. Scholars can't really tell us, did that ever happen very often? But Matthew wants us to know that this was Joseph's right to end the betrothal. But because he was a righteous man, he decided to divorce her quietly. That word righteous in the Old Testament and the New Testament has so many connotations, but in this case for Joseph, it means Joseph was living fully into the image of God. And what I've never noticed before until today is, so Joseph, we know the story, Joseph was going to put his wife away quietly, right? He wasn't going to take advantage of his legal right to make a big deal out of it and cast Mary out of town. He's going to do it. He's a righteous man. Then the angel comes to him in a dream. Joseph's decision to treat Mary with compassion and love and faithfulness comes before Joseph gets the dream from the angel that says, don't be afraid to marry her. Joseph is a righteous man. He comes from the house and line of David. The verses in Matthew that I didn't read, Matthew 1 to 17, are the begats. Right? And Adam begat, right? On and on and on. And if we read those first 17 verses and all those names tracing the history of Israel, we would know that Joseph was descended from David. This sign of this baby is one that Joseph believed. And he stayed faithful to God and to Mary and waited for the child, the one who would be king. Jesus' two names, Jesus is Hebrew Joshua, which means God saves. And Emmanuel, which means God with us, the with us God. The one promised from the very beginning. The beginning of Matthew, it says the beginning of the gospel, but what it really says is the genesis of the story of Jesus Christ. This is a sign meant from the beginning of time, of the child who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and of the house and line of David, who would be the Savior, the presence of God. That's the sign that we're all still waiting for. So is it dark out there? You bet. Is it going to snow this week? Supposedly on Christmas Eve, but don't quote me, okay? It's still going to be dark. Hopefully it'll be snowing Christmas Eve when we go out of worship, but if it's not, it'll be a lot darker out there. Is the waiting time long? Have we ever waited for school to be over or finals to be over or a baby to be born or a wedding to happen or daddy to come home or mommy to come home? You bet. Is the waiting time long? Yes. But is God still at work? Always. So are we there yet? Almost. God is coming. And our responsibility, our joy, our blessing is to wait and watch and listen and pay attention. Because the sign is there if we only have the patience and hope to see. Friends in Christ, this is good news. We are near the manger. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you for so many signs of your coming in the world, for all the ways that you reveal yourself to us. Help us to keep awake and patient in prayer and waiting in love and faithfulness for your Son to be born in the world and in each of us. We pray in his holy name. Amen.